this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense. It's made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and of course, we love our partnership with Ford Motor Company, and you know they just keep getting the accolades. Time Magazine just named Ford the most iconic company in American history, and it's incredible. No disagreement here. Ted Ryan is back with us, Ford's Archives and Heritage Brand Manager, to tell us about this. Ted, how you doing?
I'm doing great, despite it being cold in Detroit. This warmed my heart a little bit when Time made this announcement.
I mean,
a week or so ago.
Yeah, nobody's going to dispute that, especially our audience of active duty military and veterans, because Ford has, since day one, supported the veteran community. So, well done. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. When you see the list from Time, and then I've got to call out too, GM made the top 10 as well. So two of the top 10 are auto manufacturers. But when you see why Ford is there, the introduction of the Model T, that put the world on wheels in an affordable fashion, the development of the assembly line, the $5 a day wage, which changed employment. And then you mentioned World War II, but to go back to World War I, where we built tens of thousands of Jeeps that were used on the battlefields, or not Jeeps, ambulances. World War II, obviously, with the Willow Run and yeah, the B-24 Liberator bomber and countless number of Jeeps and tanks, et cetera. But fast forward till COVID, when suddenly we're building 50,000 ventilators and 100 million masks.
Yeah.
We've always been there when America needs us to be.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, Ford always steps in and helps you pivot and do what is needed to help America out. So that's incredible. And Ted, is this, I think I remember, also Henry Ford established the 40-hour work week.
He did the 40-hour work week, where suddenly you're getting Sundays off and Saturdays off, and the $5 a day wage transformed how America looked at entry-level type jobs. We've had a policy for decades for your audience of hiring veterans and hiring disabled veterans.
Yeah.
One of the first American companies after World War I, and we specifically made it a point to hire disabled American veterans. And Edsel Ford, Henry's son, supported DAV. It's one of our longest relationships with any organization out there. So definitely a important part. But if you flip the switch and look at the fun side of American culture, well, we did the Mustang, which changed the world forever, created the pony class car. Once again, an affordable one. We kicked Ferrari's butt at Le Mans in 1966.
That's right.
A point of American pride, the first American manufacturer to ever win like that, and did it again in 67, 68, and 69. So Ford has been there creating key moments, iconic moments, across nearly half of America's 250-year history.
Yeah, we're talking to Ted Ryan here, the National Defense Ford's Archives and Heritage Brand Manager, and Time Magazine just naming Ford the most iconic company in American history. Ted, where are you guys with AI and, you know, as far as that space?
We are working diligently with the AI within Ford and a group. I work with them a lot because I'm sitting on all the data with the archives paperwork. But and then with electronic and autonomous driving to build cars that Americans want. And once again, to do it, we just announced a new entry-level, low-cost EV to begin to make that an affordable option for Americans as well. And one of the other things, too, I forgot to point out, but Ford is the largest employer of hourly American workers in the auto industry. We have the largest footprint in American manufacturing vehicles, the largest hourly force. You know, we employ Americans and have brought so much of our manufacturing. Even pre-tariffs, we had been bringing the manufacturing back, where the F-150 is essentially a made-in-America vehicle.
Sure.
And
yeah.
Proudly so.
Yeah, and I was telling my wife, you know, we have not gone to the electric vehicle route yet. And I said, because, you know, everybody's making them. Everybody's making EVs. I said, let's wait on Ford. Let's go to the people that we could trust and see what they're doing. So that's some exciting news. And you talk about those autonomous vehicles, Ted. I was just out in California a few months ago, and to see those the autonomous vehicles driving around, it's freaky. I mean, it just freaks me out.
I gotta confess that I've not ridden one yet, and I'm not dying to, but I was just in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Barrett Jackson auction and saw the Waymos everywhere.
Yeah.
Driving around. So, it's quite interesting. Well, one thing real quick, Randy. So what they based it on was recognition and familiarity, cultural significance and impact, emotional connection, resilience, and Americanness. Well, I think you can check the box on Ford on every one of those categories.
Absolutely.
No surprise that we're number one on this list.
Yeah, and that means that everybody that works for Ford immediately gets a raise, right?
I wish. I will say, though, that is important that we have not done too much external about this. Basically, me, I'm doing the only, you know, that old philosophy, if you want to be caught in the act of doing good rather than pat yourself
right,
on the back.
Right. Yeah.
But internally, we've trumpeted it, you know, for our workers on the plants and on the floors to, you know, as a point of pride for our workforce.
I was just going to say, I mean, that's got to be so great for every employee of Ford to hear something like that. I mean, you get a little extra pep in your step. Maybe you show up to work 5 minutes earlier. I mean, that's got to be just not just a great company to work for, but just a great culture. And you mentioned the veterans, and we hear from so many veterans that work for Ford that are just so happy to have their own community there, because not only does Ford employ a lot of veterans, but you've got groups and different teams that work together, and nothing does you know, a veteran any better than to find a work and work with another veteran.
We do. We have the Veterans Resource Group, and I know them well. I work with them quite often at the Bronco Off Rodeos and different veteran events, and we supply information for the group, and I do countless speeches telling the story of Ford and the veterans and the ambulances during World War One and the development. I know your listeners have probably heard it, but Ford designed the famous Jeep. Now, Willis engine went in it, and it became a GPW because of the engine, but the body style was a Ford one. And we've had that role over the decades with the veterans. In fact, Randy, we may have talked about it. I had a 102-year-old veteran in to see me last year, as he had been a veteran and then a Ford dealer. And I invited him in, and we had him come in and see the Ford Heritage Fleet.
Wow.
And it was a great moment of pride.
Oh, man, I bet that was a cool moment. Well, Ted, I've been driving around in the snow today, and everybody's driving very carefully, and somebody's just like, burn by me. And of course it was a Bronco. Of course it is a Bronco.
My first Broncos, I have never owned one. I've talked about Broncos a lot. My parents, my dad has had three already, but I'm getting in my first one. I'm picking it up in about a week and a half. So I'm looking forward to getting it. It's an amazing vehicle. And it's not too often that you can bring back something that was an icon when it was born and bring it back and have the new one be an icon as well.
And have nobody complain.
No, it's been incredibly popular. Yeah. And the smaller Bronco Sport is amazing one as well. So they both are pretty capable. The big Bronco, very capable. The Bronco Sport and certain of the Ford wheel modes, very capable of handling the snow like this as well.
Absolutely. Hey, Ted, where's the best place for people to go if they want to find out more about not just the time accolade, but about the archives?
A couple of different ones. I've got a new one now for you, Randy. So go to the Ford Heritage Vault is our site where we have now 27,000 digitized pieces. When we first spoke, it was 5,000. We're up to 27,000. Digitized content, free and available. You want to download your picture of your favorite Mustang or T-Bird or Bronco, you can do it. Brochures, the Ford Times Magazine. But we've started a new channel. If you follow my social, I'm Ted Ryan 64 on Instagram and Ted Ryan on Facebook. We've begun producing, we haven't cleared the copyright, but they're called TED Talks. And it's basically where I'll give short histories of different topics. I just did a really fun one with the archivist from Carhartt talking about a 100-year relationship between Carhartt and Ford. And I did one on the denim machine and
Denim. I saw the denim. That was cool.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
We're just having fun. So you'll get pictures of my kids and Legos mixed in there, but primarily the channel is now Ford videos, and I've got one coming out on the hypercar program that will be coming out one day midweek, like Wednesday. So Ted Ryan 64 on Instagram and Facebook, and we just have fun with these little videos.
TED Talks. I love it. Ted, thanks so much, man. It's always great to talk to you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on again.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Right now at the Home Depot, you can stock up on storage solutions to fit your needs, like the Husky heavy-duty shelving with weight capacity up to 2,500 pounds per shelf, so it can handle all of your garage organization needs, your power tools, or your weightlifting set, if that's what you're into. Because the right storage system for you should fit what you need it to. Right now, get up to 20% off select online storage solutions that can handle anything you throw at them, on them, or in them at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Luciani.
Good morning. Hi, good, Randy.
What a fun name to say.
Lots of vowels.
That is, hey, Lucy, that's just such a fun name. Luciani Buchanan is with us here in the National Defense. And, of course, you'd know her from The Night Agent streaming on Netflix. Luciani, how are you doing?
Good morning. So happy to talk to you.
Yeah, happy to talk to you, too. I was looking up New Zealand-born actors, and there are quite a few. Russell Crowe, they mentioned. Let's see. That's and you. That's about it.
Yeah. the Australians like to claim Russell Crowe. So
yes,
it's
yes.
Kind of interest topic, but I'll always rip New Zealand. I'll stay loyal.
And now you started acting at a pretty young age, right?
Yes, correct. I was about 17 when I got my first role. But with acting work, it's so seasonal, you know, it's not something that you do all the time. So I had lots of years off for sure. And then I just got really lucky with this show. It feels almost like a dream that it happened, that I ended up on this side of the world on a show this big, yeah.
It's gigantic, and I love the storyline for this show, and it just sucks you in from the beginning because the night agent is this guy. He's been banished to the basement of the White House, and they tell him to hey, watch this phone, and it never rings until it does. And so then you get involved, and then everything starts happening. But it's kind of it's a cool story,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Absolutely, and it's based off a book by the same title from Matthew Quirk, and I think having that source material to base it off was just everything we needed for the show. But this season, we're not basing it off anything, and our amazing showrunner, Sean Ryan, who made shows like The Shield that I know was really loved here.
Oh, sure.
They take it in a whole new direction. So we're fingers crossed that fans like this new story. But we're pretty confident. We're really proud of it. So, yeah.
Yeah. This is one of those shows, by the way, that and this is like a very high compliment from me. This is a show that I can watch while I'm on the elliptical machine, because my wife, she likes a lot of movies, but she doesn't like a lot of action movies. And so this is my show to watch, when I'm on. And the show is so good that you get a lot more exercise because you forget that you're on the elliptical. So, what a high compliment, huh?
I am so proud that we are, you know, giving that to people to encourage them to stay on the elliptical a little longer and improve their health.
You're doing so many good things for America. Thank you. So we're talking to Luciani Buchanan here on the National Defense. The Night Agent is back and streaming on Netflix. And have you ever been to the White House, by the way?
We actually got to shoot outside of it. So I haven't actually been inside, of course. I think that's quite hard to get into the house.
Right, right.
You can't just knock on the door and go, oh, can I have a look? but I sit outside, and it's actually a lot smaller than I imagined. Have you been?
I have been inside the Capitol. We did a show one time from right there under the Capitol Rotunda, and that was that's as close as I got. But you know, you guys make it look on the show just so realistic. And I think that's kind of – it's probably easier, I guess, right, for a show to portray the White House inside, because not a lot of people have seen it.
I know. And hats off to all the art department and production designers who, you know, can replicate these iconic buildings. Sometimes I walk in and I'm like, every little detail, every little notepad is all specifically chosen. I'm like, God, that's actually quite a fun job, I think.
Now, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And so, you know, that's just, you're talking to them completely. I mean, they're just so engrossed in shows like this. But the other side of that is that you've got to get it right. You know, and I'm sure there are consultants around and things, you know, people who check you.
Absolutely. And the best thing is that Gabriel Basso, who plays Peter Sutherland, our main character, he has so much training and he's done a lot of research in terms of, you know, clearing the room and making all those things look realistic, his gun handling. Whereas my character, on the other hand, is from the Silicon Valley. She's in the tech industry. So I don't have to, you know, be so precise in that respect. I just kind of have to follow his lead, which takes the pressure off me because if I had to play the night agent, I don't know how accurate that would be.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, your character, cybersecurity expert, right now, that's on everybody's mind, and that's all everybody's talking about. So, I mean, it couldn't be better timing. Now, what happens with your relationship here in this season?
Oh, I mean, I think a lot of the fans really enjoyed the Peter and Rose dynamic. And there's been 10 months between seasons, so it's been a long time since we've been in contact, and Rose has been, you know, not privy to any of his training or where he is and whether he's alive, so she's a bit in the dark in terms of what's going on in his life, and I think this season they're trying to figure out if they could make it work with what he does, and I mean, it's I don't want to spoil anything, but it's going to be interesting to see how the fans react.
We're talking to Luciotti Buchanan here on the National Defense. The Night Agent is streaming on Netflix. So if you were not acting, what would you be doing right now? If you couldn't get into acting or if you decided on something else, what would you be doing?
That is such a good question. I went to university back home in New Zealand and I studied psychology. So that's what my degree was in. So maybe something along the lines of social work in that respect, or maybe still part of the film industry. I really love being on set. That's my favorite place. You know, I guess with like athletes, it's, you know, the field or track, whatever their arena is, but maybe directing or something like that. Just being involved in storytelling.
Well, yeah. The psychology degree must come in very handy working around other actors.
Oh, absolutely. It's quite fascinating. I mean, I'm trying not to, like, therapize people. It's not the goal. I think I could use a bit of that myself. But, no, it was just fascinating. I love looking back at those years and, you know, learning all the different theories. And, yeah, it definitely comes in handy when it comes to breaking down characters and everything like that, all that nerdy stuff.
It's a great show. It's on Netflix, the new season of The Night Agent. Luciotti, I could listen to your voice all day. It's so fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time and continued great success.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for chatting. It was so nice.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for a late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and so we've told you all about our trip last year to this crazy Ford off rodeo, Bronco off rodeo, and got to talk to and meet with a lot of great people, a couple of Purple Heart recipients, and some great organizations that were represented there. And one of those organizations is Guitars for Vets that we told you about before, and the Director of Advancement. I mean, it's the fanciest title I've ever heard anyone have. The Director of Advancement, Nigel Fisher, was there, got to meet Nigel and find out a little bit about the organization, but kind of wanted to dive back in here. Nigel, how are you?
I am doing fantastic, Randy, and thanks for giving us the opportunity to share more about Guitars for Vets with the audience today.
How long has Guitar for Vets been around? And by the way, if you guys want to check this out, it's guitars4vets.org. That's how you get to Guitars for Vets. But Nigel, how long has that that organization been around?
Yeah, we've been around since 2007, so we're in our 18th year currently, and looking for more on the horizon for sure.
Yeah, and I think we were talking about you've got about, 42, 43 chapters around the country already?
Yeah, a little bit more chapter-wise. We're in 43 states with physical presence via over 163 chapters.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, it's quite large, and even within that number of chapters, we had many more practice locations. I won't go too far down that rabbit hole, but ultimately a practice location is just any location attached to a chapter. We'll deliver lessons and provide our service in person to veterans across the United States.
Well, let's talk about that service a little bit. You know, it sounds so simple, such a simple premise. Guitars for vets, you give a veteran, you teach them how to play a guitar, and they get a free guitar. I mean,
yes, we do.
It's so simple, but it does so many things, right?
Yes, and that's really what I would like to share, because you're absolutely correct, and it is easy for folks to understand Guitars for Vets, just like the name. We deliver free guitar lessons, 10 of them, an hour each for the veteran, and then at the end of the program, they receive a brand new guitar that they get to keep forever. So that's a really cool aspect of the program.
Yeah.
But it doesn't end there, because really what we're doing is we're rehabilitating or regrowing community. And we're not talking about rehabilitating in the sense of physical ailments, right? We are bringing veterans back together with the traditional communities that surround us wherever we live. So this journey looks very different for each veteran, but in many instances, veterans will isolate when they're going through struggles with what we consider invisible wounds of service. Mm. And so by going through the lessons, it renormalizes those peer-to-peer interactions that can be so crucial for having a support network as we navigate the complexity of post-service life. So that's really where we see the magic happen, is around our chapters and the veterans getting involved again back in their communities via music. And although that's not mandatory, it is a lifelong free opportunity for the veteran via our chapters.
Wow, that is so cool. We're talking to Nigel Fisher here on the National Defense Guitars for Vets. And something else I've tried to play the guitar. My personal experience, I tried to play the guitar. I've tried to play the banjo and just absolutely failed at both attempts. I think my arms are wrong. I don't understand what my problem is. But in doing a lot of that, I also understand that, you know, playing an instrument, or playing especially guitar, something that you have to work on, also very good for your brain, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of my favorite things about it, is although it's fun to play and we can have a great time together when we get together for jam sessions, and it's just really fun and family friendly, but there's that physical therapeutic outcome that occurs when someone plays any instrument. When they learn to play that instrument, they play music via the instrument of their own power, they will regrow brain cells. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the few activities, is playing a musical instrument, that can actually regrow those brain cells. So extremely useful for folks that have had traumatic brain injuries and they're already struggling to repair that brain system that has been impacted by either being shaken hard through a blast type injury, actual penetration of the skull, where a physical object has gone inside our skull and cause that damage.
Wow.
So we can regrow via that music. So not only fun, but very, very helpful in a variety of ways for veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite banjo players, Steve Martin, mentioned that, and he is convinced that playing a banjo has helped him retain his memory and a lot of his brain power over the years. Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So, ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Right now, get up to 20% off select online storage solutions. Put heavy-duty HDX totes to good use, protecting what's important to you. The solid, impact-resistant design prevents cracking, and the clear base and sides make items easy to find, even when the totes are stacked. Find select online shelving and tote storage up to 20% off at the Home Depot to organize every room in your home, from your garage to your attic. Visit HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
You know, for me, it's crucial to be connected to loved ones. And as a veteran, you appreciate T-Mobile making it easy for all of us. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings. To learn more. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing.
To get the help you need.
To find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/events.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Let's talk about your military service a little bit.
Certainly, yeah. Enlisted in 1993, and I retired in 2013. Served on active duty in the United States Marine Corps, and that was something that was a really, really great experience to have because it shaped my perspective as a human so much. During the 20 years of service, about the first half was mostly peacetime deployments, and then we entered into post 9/11. And quite a bit of combat deployments for all of us. And in one such deployment that I was on, I was serving as a forward air controller, calling in airstrikes with ground forces in Iraq. And during one of those missions, I was hit by an IED blast. So that's where, for me, this mission is very personal. I struggled with a wide variety of symptoms after that blast. Not only was I injured physically, but I had one of those brain rattling traumatic brain injuries. So no shrapnel, no, you know, bloody open skull wound, but no doubt some permanent damage done to my brain, and so that was something that I brought with me once I retired. But that's not a story that defines me. It is an example of what many of us who have served go through, and that's just my personal story about how I'm tied to this mission outside of my role full-time on the staff here at Guitar Screw Ups.
Yeah, and, you know, first of all, thank you for your service, and I'm very sorry about your injury, certainly, but I love the way you approach it, and it's so refreshing, and it's a reason why I love hosting this show, is that I hear those stories all the time. I get to hear those stories all the time about not just, you know, proud to serve in any branch of the military, but then transitioning back and getting involved in another mission like you did, Nigel, with the guitarsforvets.org. I mean, there's just something special in somebody who just continues to serve. And sometimes it's from very unlikely people. I had an interview the other day with Tim Matheson. Tim is he played Otter in the movie Animal House. And
just a cool
guy, great guy. Also served in the Marine Reserves, and so he went to boot camp and went through. And this is during his acting career. Or right before he really got started in his acting career. And he told me that he would not have been able to have a successful acting career had it not been for the Marines. And I thought that was interesting, you know, that it made him understand, number one, that you could do and your body can do so much more than you think you can. Did you kind of get that feeling?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the physical challenges that I experienced in the Marine Corps absolutely recoded my understanding of what the human body is capable of.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. It's a good thing.
I'm sure it was a shock to the system at first.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it most definitely was. And in those moments, you know, one can be thinking, this is impossible. How can a human survive what I'm looking at right now? And then when you're told that you have to go do it, it's not optional. And then you go, wow, it is possible. It really does something tremendous to self-confidence. And that's where we our U.S. forces are exemplary in what they do compared to other nations, is we unlock that understanding of what is capable, what a human body is capable of, and what the human mind is capable of.
Yeah, that is so cool. We're talking to Nigel Fisher here on the National Defense. Guitarsforvets.org is where you can find out about that great organization. And I just found out, I was on your website, and I found out that because we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and we have a chapter here in Kansas City. So that's pretty
cool. That is awesome.
Yeah,
we are very widespread. And, you know, I think we've been talking about it outside of the interview itself, Randy, but we really are grateful that we can reach veterans wherever they reside via our cyber chapter. So although we spend some time focusing on the in-person lessons, and that is where we deliver the bulk of our service to veterans, not all veterans are going to be able to arrive at a location. And that might just be sheer distance between where they reside and a chapter or practice location. Mm. But in some instances, a veteran may be homebound. They may have the ability to learn the guitar still, but they may not be able to leave their home for a variety of reasons, whether that be transportation challenges, physical challenges that they're facing, challenges in having a caregiver that can aid them in getting to and from. So we have our cyber chapter where we can deliver those lessons via video conferencing. And although it's not exactly the same experience, we can all agree,
sure,
as being in person, it is quite amazing for the folks that is their only option for obtaining our service. It is life-changing for them in such a beautiful way.
Yeah, that is so cool that you include that as part of the mission for Guitars for Vets, because you do tend to think of, you know, jam sessions and other things like that when people are playing instruments. But to have that ability to do that if you are homebound, that's pretty incredible. All right, so you guys have been around since 2007. So have you produced any graduates that you can tell us about that maybe went on to kind of do a little more with a guitar?
I'm really digging this question, Randy, because I love sharing about a good friend of mine, Scotty Hastings, and he is a U.S. Army veteran. He was wounded in Afghanistan, shot numerous times, and had a very lengthy recovery at Walter Reed. During that time, he maintained a lot of hope through some dark moments via music. And so he had been writing songs of just things that came to him over time, and had a little bit of experience with guitar prior to finding guitars for vets, and then went through our program, and it helped him level up his guitar playing skills. He's a recording artist in Nashville now.
Wow.
And he's out touring with famous country musicians like Craig Morgan, who's also a friend of ours.
Wow.
You know, and so just seeing this family, this community, and, you know, end to end, you've got Craig, who served in the Army, not a Guitarist for Vets graduate, but one of our supporters. And he's out there, you know, he's a staple at the Grand Ole Opry.
We've had Craig on the show many times. What a jerk, huh?
Oh man, yeah. he'd be laughing his brains out right now.
Oh, I know. Last time he was on, I think I told him there's only so many times I can tell you how great a guy you are. So
that's right. Yeah, we gotta throw him for a loop. But yeah, he and Scotty had a tour stop last year in Paxson, Illinois, and Scotty opened for Craig.
Wow.
And
oh man.
So cool. Like such a success story, mm-hmm. right? Here is not one but two veterans taking the stage and sharing their gift with the rest of the world. And so, what I would say about that is very much anyone can get involved with music. This isn't just about veterans. While we serve veterans using music, anyone can be a part of what we do. So if somebody's out there in the audience going, how do I become a part of this, Nigel? Please go on over to our website that Randy shared, guitarsforvets.org, and you can sign up if you're a guitar player and you would like to give back to the veteran community. You can become an instructor as a volunteer with our organization.
I love hearing that, because I've got a couple of guys in mind in the Kansas City area who need to do this. So that's great information. I wondered about that too, Nigel. Do you have to be a veteran to volunteer or to donate your time? And that's great to hear, because there are some killer guitarists around this area that I'd love to jump in there. Nigel, listen, man, thanks for what you guys are doing and continue to do.
Absolutely.
Guitars, the number 4 vets.org, and just great catching up to you again. Have you bought a Bronco yet?
You know, I have not. I work from home other than when I'm traveling. And so I think the biggest factor has just been, that's kind of discretionary spending for me. I don't really need one,
right,
even though I really want one. So for right now, I'm going to continue to enjoy them when I go to, the Ford Off Radio events. But yeah, I think one might be in the future. We'll see. How about you? Did you get one yet, Randy?
Not yet. You know, I keep pushing for Ford, because they're one of our sponsors, and I keep pushing for Ford. Just give me a Bronco and put National Defense Network on one side, Guitars for Vets on the other side, and I'll drive it around for you.
Yeah, and we can put some veterans in there playing guitars, and
absolutely,
we'll have an amazing time.
I'm going to work on that.
I think we're on to something.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Well, we can circle back on that next time we have a chance to chat.
All right, Nigel. Thank you so much for the time, man.
It was an honor. Thank you, Randy.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E. Really.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.